Congressman Henry Cuellar and wife face allegations of bribery and money laundering. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Houston, Texas. The Southern District of Texas is now the epicenter of a grave legal case involving U.S. Congressman Enrique Roberto, Henry, Cuellar, 68, and his wife, Imelda Cuellar, 67, both residents of Laredo, Texas. The couple has been indicted for their alleged involvement in bribery, unlawful foreign influence, and money laundering schemes, charges that were unsealed today. The allegations are weighty, suggesting that Congressman Cuellar accepted a staggering $600,000 in bribes from two foreign entities in exchange for his influence and actions as a member of Congress. Congressman Cuellar and his wife made their initial court appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Dina Palermo in Houston. The charges have stirred strong reactions, with the community and their family rallying around the couple, offering prayers and support during this trying period. Cuellar's firm stance on innocence. In response to the charges, Congressman Cuellar released a statement vehemently denying the allegations. He emphasized his lifelong commitment to serving the people of South Texas. He stated that all his actions in Congress were taken with full legal backing and were intended to benefit the American people. "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations," Cuellar stated. He highlighted that he sought and received guidance from the House Ethics Committee and a national law firm before taking any congressional actions. Cuellar also expressed frustration over the prosecutor's refusal to meet with them to discuss the case or consider their side of the story. He reaffirmed his commitment to his constituents by declaring his intention to run for re-election this November. A community rallies with faith. As the legal proceedings begin, the Cuellar family finds solace in their faith and the support from their community. Scripture verses like Psalm chapter 37 verses 5-6 and Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17 have become the light and hope for their friends and supporters, reflecting a deep trust in divine justice and protection against adversity. This case unfolds against the backdrop of Congressman Cuellar's long career in public service. He is known for his efforts in job creation, education improvement, and border security in South Texas. As the community watches closely, the Cuellars stand united, facing the allegations with the belief that their integrity and lifetime of service will ultimately speak for them in the court of law. Statement from Congressman Henry Cuellar: "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations. Everything I have done in Congress has been to serve the people of South Texas. Before I took any action, I proactively sought legal advice from the House Ethics Committee, who gave me more than one written opinion, along with an additional opinion from a national law firm. The actions I took in Congress were consistent with the actions of many of my colleagues and in the interest of the American people. Furthermore, we requested a meeting with the Washington, D.C. prosecutors to explain the facts, and they refused to discuss the case with us or to hear our side. Imelda and I have been married for 32 years. On top of being an amazing wife and mother, she's an accomplished businesswoman with 2 degrees. She spent her career working with banking, tax, and consulting. The allegation that she is anything but qualified and hardworking is both wrong and offensive. These allegations have been difficult on my family, but, with your prayers, we will overcome. As the son of migrant workers, I was taught to wake up early and work hard. That's exactly what I've always done for the people of South Texas. I've devoted my life's work to creating jobs here, improving education, and securing our border. Let me be clear, I'm running for re-election and will win this November. Prayers, Psalm chapter 37 verses 5-6. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and you shall condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Related: Congressman Henry Cuellar vows innocence and re-election victory amid legal challenges.